Chapter 11. There is another writer I know who, like myself, is thought by a great deal of people to be dead. His name is William Shakespeare, and he has written four kinds of plays: comedies, romances, histories, and tragedies. Comedies, of course, are stories in which people tell jokes and trip over things, and romances are stories in which people fall in love and probably get married. Histories are retellings of things that actually happened, like my history of the Baudelaire orphans. And tragedies are stories that usually begin fairly happily and then steadily go downhill, until all of the characters are dead, wounded, or otherwise inconvenienced. It is usually not much fun to watch a tragedy, whether you are in the audience or one of the characters, and out of all Shakespeare's tragedies, possibly the least fun example is King Lear, which tells the story of a king who goes mad while his daughters plot to murder one another and other people who are getting on their nerves. Toward the end of the play, one of William Shakespeare's characters remarks that humanity must perforce prey upon itself like monsters of the deep, a sentence which here means how sad it is that people end up hurting one another as if they were ferocious sea monsters. And when the character utters those unhappy words, the people in Shakespeare's audience often weep, or sigh, or remind themselves to see a comedy next time. I am sorry to report that the story of the Baudelaire orphans has reached a point where it is appropriate to borrow Mr. Shakespeare's rather depressing sentence to describe how the Baudelaire orphans felt as they addressed the crowd gathered at the edge of the lion pit and tried to continue the story they found themselves in without turning it into a tragedy, when it seemed that everyone was eager to hurt one another. Count Olaf and his henchmen were eager to see Violet and Klaus jump to their carnivorous death, so that Caligari Carnival would become more popular and Madame Lulu would continue telling Olaf's fortune. Esme Squalor was eager to see Madame Lulu thrown into the pit, so that she could get all of Olaf's attention. And the Baudelaire's co-workers were eager to help, so they could join Olaf's troop. The reporter from the Daily Punctilio and the other members of the audience were eager to see violence and sloppy eating, so their visit to the carnival would be worthwhile, and the lions were eager for a meal after being whipped and denied food for so long. It seemed that every member of humanity gathered at the roller coaster that afternoon was eager for something awful to occur, and the children felt awful as Violet and Klaus stepped toward the plank and pretended they were just as eager.
"Thank you, Count Olaf, for choosing my other head and I as the first victims in the lion show," Klaus said grandly in his high-pitched voice.
"You're welcome," Count Olaf replied, looking a bit surprised.
"Now jump into the pit, so we can watch the lions devour you."
"And do it quickly," cried the man with pimples on his chin. "I'd like my carnival visit to be worthwhile."
"Instead of watching a freak jump into the pit," Violet said, thinking quickly, "wouldn't you rather watch someone push a freak into the pit? That would be much more violent."
"Grrr,"
Sunny growled, in disguised agreement.
"That's a good point," one of the white-faced women said thoughtfully.
"Oh, yes,"
cried the woman with dyed hair.
"I want to see the two-headed freak thrown to the lions."
"I agree,"
Esme said, glaring at the two older Baudelaires and then at Madame Lulu.
"I'd like to see someone thrown into the pit."
The crowd cheered and applauded, and Sunny watched as her two siblings took a step toward the plank that hung over the pit where the lions were waiting hungrily. There are tiresome people who say that if you ever find yourself in a difficult situation, you should stop and figure out the right thing to do. But the three siblings already knew that the right thing to do was to dash over to the roller coaster carts, hook up the fan belt, and escape into the hinterlands with Madame Lulu and her archival library, after calmly explaining to the gathered crowd that bloodshed was not a proper form of entertainment, and that Count Olaf and his troop ought to be arrested that very instant. But there are times in this harum-scarum world when figuring out the right thing to do is quite simple, but doing the right thing is simply impossible, and then you must do something else. The three Baudelaires, standing in their disguises in the midst of a crowd eager for violence and sloppy eating, knew that they could not do the right thing, but they thought they could try to get the crowd as frantic as possible, so that they might slip away in the confusion.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。